place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, October 9th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is businessman, former gubernatorial candidate, Beck. I hate to say this, the last gubernatorial election that unfortunately did not win the Republican primary. Obviously didn't have the opportunity to defeat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Kevin Rinke's on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Well, I'm actually ticked off and somewhat alarmed because I sent you a link from Bridge, Michigan that I got on Friday that showed that personal income in Michigan has now hit the lowest mark in history compared to the U.S. average last year. Roughly the 10 million residents of our state in 2022 had the lowest per capita income out of any other state in the United States. These numbers, Kevin, are actually worse than the last year of Jennifer Granholm. We all remember her failed, absolutely miserable 8 years as governor of the state of Michigan. And it's, I think, and very much an indication of how this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has mismanaged our state's economy and dealing with getting businesses here, attracting businesses, growing the economy, getting us to be able to make more money with these high-paying jobs she keeps promising. And I wanted to get your perspective on that article and the information that was in there. You knew this. You as a business owner, you know exactly what's going on in the private sector, but wanted to get your perspective on that article from Friday.
Well, I think that it's a sad indication of the status of Michigan and Michigan's business climate and where the citizens stand in the eyes of government within Michigan. We are a failing state. And yet, until the citizens are willing to stop accepting unqualified candidates that are beholden to special interest groups, because we have to defeat the media as well as the environment that we're living in. And Randy, we got a big problem. We have one of the fastest, if not the fastest, aging state in the country. We have one of the fastest declining states in the country for kids 18 and under. Our future, unless we can bring people into the state of Michigan and bring them in with good paying jobs and a safe environment for their families, is not bright. And to think or to believe that there is any other solution then good leadership that's willing to make tough decisions will continue to suck us down the black hole that we are currently in.
Well, the article stated numbers from 2009, which was toward the end of Granholm's reign as governor. We were at 87.13 cents for every dollar compared to the nation.
Yeah.
Now we're at 87.12, 87.12 cents per dollar compared to other states. Kevin, I got a very simple question. If other states can grow their economy, grow their incomes, they're making on average closer to 66,000. We're at 57,000 and some change. If they're able to do it in other states, what would it take for us in Michigan to replicate, to copy what other states are doing to increase revenue, increase per capita income? What's the bottom line solution in your opinion?
Well, for starters, you have to look at the types of jobs that Michigan has. And are we really pro-business or anti-business. And I'm going to tell you that Michigan is not prepared structurally, educationally, or from a worker perspective to be a pro-business state at this time. So we're missing out on opportunities because we don't have the infrastructure in the appropriate places. We don't have the educational structure in the appropriate places. We don't have an attitude that isn't about business is bad versus business is good. And then you take a look at the tax structure. And when I ran for governor, I was going to eliminate the personal income tax. There's 9 states in the country that have eliminated it. Isn't it interesting that those 9 states all lead in income growth and job creation?
Absolutely. And the other component to it, you mentioned education. And I know other states have, like you mentioned, those 9 states that are no state income tax. I checked out 4 of the 9, and every single one of them, I'm going to research the other 5 when I have more time, but every single one of them not only have school of choice, which we supposedly have, but they have gotten back to the basics. They're teaching vocational training. They're offering alternative education programs for the kids in the high school, many of them going on to technical schools, vocational schools, getting training on welding, plumbing, electricians, carpentry, auto mechanics. They're not just focusing on this woke agenda that most of the public schools, I call them the government schools, want to teach the kids, but they're getting back to commonsensical education, Kevin, that prepares these young people for the jobs that we need right now. Try to build a house right now in northern Michigan. I was told by a builder 1.5 to 2 years from the ground up, digging the hole, pouring the foundation. He can't find the electricians. He can't find the carpenters. He can't find the plumbers. We can't even hardly even build a new house here in northern Michigan right now.
The shortage of skilled labor in Michigan is astounding. And Randy, it's not unique to northern Michigan. In southern Michigan, you cannot get skilled labor. And those are great paying jobs. You know, those are jobs and opportunities that breed and spin off new businesses, that train people, that are long-term citizens of a community that understand that when they do good work, they'll be rewarded by the community, and also understand that they can give back to the community, be it in children's sporting events by sponsorships, or be it baked good sales or philanthropic actions. The problem is Michigan's polarized, just like the country.
Yeah,
we have a huge strike going on. And, you know, instead of looking at what is good and what is right, we continue to see actions that separate the drivers of our economy, which are business, both private and public, and the workers within the economy.
Sure.
And, you know, right now the UAW is negotiating like crazy, and they want a 4-day work week, and they want $100 an hour plus, you know, benefits. And all of those things are great. But they're looking at today, and they're looking backwards, saying, what have we given up? I think the UAW should be looking at electric vehicles, which are going to eliminate 60 to 70% of the workers required
yep.
to build those vehicles. And this contract doesn't mean a damn thing.
Sure.
If you truly want to affect the big three, you shouldn't be talking about what am I going to get today. You should be looking at where our politicians, where this governor, where this president are taking our country to a Green New Agenda. Throw in A1, and you have people predicting in 20 years that robots will replace people.
Yeah, you mean AI, because AI
I'm
is factoring
AI.
Into,
excuse me.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, and the component of that is they don't even understand this. Is that AI robots for a lot of the precision things that need to be done to build quality automobiles, these robots can weld better. They can absolutely put together components more accurately, replacing the workers. Not only that, Kevin, but the young people. I want to get back to that part of it. Like you mentioned, the survey says in this very same story that people 18 to 25 years old are saying 1 in 4 are leaving Michigan as soon as they complete their college, vocational schools, or whatever. Within the next 10 years, we're losing the kids. And guess what? They're not coming back. Our son and daughter-in-law with our grandkids are still down in Dallas, Texas. And in talking with them, guess what? Not coming back. I don't think I'm ever coming back to Michigan, Dad. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I lost my son to Illinois. My daughter, who is a junior at Michigan State, is planning on leaving the state. And two really qualified kids. I'm sure your children were qualified. You know what's scary is, and I'm going to point the finger at Michigan State, my alma mater, and a school that I love.
Yep,
and
me
the
too.
University of Michigan. Those two universities are failing the state of Michigan. They are failing the state of Michigan. And I'm going to give kudos to Central and Western and Grand Valley and Saginaw Valley and some of these other schools because they have aggressively pursued job creation opportunities with their education, and they require working in the state as a trade-off for their school debt. And I think it's an ingenious approach to keeping qualified people in Michigan doing jobs that will help their communities and help our state reestablish the middle class. Because I don't care who you are, if you want to argue with me that the middle class is thriving in Michigan, you are not paying attention. The middle class is being decimated by Gretchen Whitmer and decimated by Joe Biden. And that's
absolutely
a fact. Look at the numbers. Look at income, look at number of jobs. Biden brags about how many jobs he's created. We haven't gotten back to pre-pandemic levels yet. Getting back to zero isn't job creation.
Yep, absolutely. Basically, getting back to treading water is where we're at.
Yep.
Hey, Kevin, can you stay on through the break?
Sure.
I got a couple of text messages coming in for Kevin Rinke, former gubernatorial candidate, businessman, talking about this story about the lowest per capita income in the history of your state. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our number one, continuing the conversation with gubernatorial candidate last election, Kevin Rinke. Kevin, one of the things that we do up here, we have sponsors, local Well Connect dealers that are helping people heat and air condition their homes with their well water. It's a geohybrid thermal system. I was talking to Christine Gray last night. She lives down in the city of Northville. She has DTE for the electric, consumers for the gas, whereas up here we have co-ops. We have competition. Only 10% of our electric grid is competition, 90% monopoly to DTE and consumers. Not only do we need to fix education to prepare our young people to stay here with good-paying jobs that actually make something, but we need competition in electricity. And I wanted to ask you, because all of the surrounding neighboring states, Ohio, Indiana, have co-ops, they have competition, they have much lower interest rates. You are in the automotive field. You know, for example, firsthand how much it costs a manufacturing plant, Dodge Truck, over there at 9 and Mound, and Ford Axle, Sterling Heights. I mean, you know this better than anybody, the amount of electric costs that these large manufacturing has. Do you think we need to talk about choice when it comes to our electric grid in Michigan?
There's no question. Not only do we need to talk about choice of existing entities, but we actually need to consider nuclear power and the value of small nuclear reactors, which
yes,
are prolific across Europe, which are very, very safe. And if you happen to be an environmentalist, happen to be the safest, cleanest form of energy available to us in the world. So we need choice.
We need choice and options, absolutely. Now, on another component, and of course, I'm sick and tired of her using this. It seems like every 4 years, you know, we're going to fix the damn roads. Well, things are slightly improving, but we still have major infrastructure issues going on in southeastern Michigan. I just can't believe the roads and all the construction that was going on when I was down there this summer. But bottom line is we're not fixing the roads with the right products. You know, we're going to be back resurfacing these roads probably in 3, 5, 7 years from now, simply because they're using the wrong products. And I saw a major road project up here in northern Michigan, and I don't know if you know this or not, but after Labor Day, the road builders don't have to provide any warranties for their work. But yet we're still paving roads just this past week, well beyond Labor Day.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that particular condition of a contract, but I can say that it warrants a review of how we build roads and what products we use. And I don't think the average taxpayer understands, Randy, that obsolescence is built into every product or every infrastructure item that is put in place. And it's why it's important to go ahead with Line 5 in Michigan to protect our Great Lakes. because the current system is old and is declining at a faster rate than what they can maintain it. We need line five for jobs. We need line five for taxes. We need line five to protect our environment. The same is true with our roads. We can say that we're going to build all sorts of roads, but if we don't build them correctly, and Michigan makes a choice, and our choice is a shorter lifespan on our roads than competing states, and correspondingly, the cost of roads goes up, not down. We save on the front end, but to maintain or to replace, those costs go up, and we suck. And, you know, I'm happy to see the road construction. I think it's great as much as it is inconvenient because it shows that some of our dollars are being spent. But to your point, are they being spent wisely? And we can look at 696 in the state of Michigan, which is the most expensive highway ever constructed in the state. Since its inception, it's been totally rebuilt, I believe, four times. And that's because of how it was designed, the products we used, and the shortcuts to save a few bucks or to make politicians look good versus taking care of the citizens and the entity that they're creating.
Absolutely. Well, there's a couple of things happening this year, this upcoming election. Of course, we're going to be working to get the majority back, at least in the House, because if we get the majority back in the House, I think we can neuter Governor Gretchen Whitmer's last 2 years as governor, holding her accountable. This budget is not sustainable, $82 billion, Kevin. There's no way they're going to be able to maintain those numbers. Some cuts are going to have to be made, and I think we need to work together. Get your final thoughts on this upcoming election next year, 2024.
Well, it's actually higher than $82 billion because of earmarks. And the way government grows itself is they get money for a project, and they allocate $10 in 5 years, and they know that the project is going to take 10 years and $30. But once it's implemented, they then come back 5 years later and say, we can't stop what we've started. That would be bad use of dollars. And the Democrats have been masters of expanding government. Look, in 6 years, Gretchen Whitmer has taken a budget from $48 billion to $86 billion currently, and with earmarks over $93 billion in 6 years. And you know who has to pay for that? The
we
people
do.
Of Michigan.
Yep.
You know why we're not business competitive? Because of our debt. You know why we're not attracting new people? Because of our taxes. You know why we don't have facility space available to attract larger employers? Because we are condescending to major corporations like PPE, which favor the Democrats, to healthcare, Blue Cross Blue Shield, which favors the Democrats.
Yeah, we got to go.
Got to let you go.
Thanks, Kevin. We appreciate you coming on, man. We'll be in touch.
Bye-bye.
Our number two of today's show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves.